T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I have to admit, I grew up with C-SPAN on the TV. So not that I'm an expert on the decorum of the House of Representatives or the things that happen in the Congress, but I'm ahead of a lot of people just having watched a number of hours of the tedium that is the United States Congress. Alan Sachs is a political science professor at the University of Texas at Arlington, and he joins us today. Alan, I guess you're like me. You probably watch this stuff, and sometimes it's like watching paint dry, but that was not the case last night.
It is like watching paint dry, but sometimes, you're right, it can make you sick. And yesterday was one of those days. It really affected me mentally, just to watch all that, all those shenanigans, everybody hating everybody. And you have to praise one individual who was the speaker for a while. It wasn't Nancy Pelosi. It was an African-American gentleman that stood up, and he became so disgusted with everything going on. He was a liberal Democrat. He just walked away.
Just abandoned the chair.
He abandoned the chair.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
I wanted to stand up and applaud. And, you know, this is great. He was a Democrat, but he had enough of that stuff.
Yeah. What do you think of spending this much time on the House floor debating something? Everybody already knows Democrats hate Donald Trump. They think they've got some leverage by calling him a racist. Yeah. And you know what? The MO in the United States, if you disagree with somebody, especially if they're a different color than you, and I'll be bold enough to say, especially if it's a white person, if you call them a racist, eight times out of ten, the white person's going to cave and the rest of the establishment will say, "Now, wait a minute, you know, that's a serious allegation. We need to take this serious. You know what? Well, why don't we all walk away here?" I mean, it kind of it's like a default win, whether you're right or wrong, to call somebody a racist. And we get it. So why do we spend so much time doing that?
It's gotten to be ridiculous. I mean, literally ridiculous. People of color. My grandmother was born in Mexico, and she raised me. But if you looked at me, I don't look Mexican, whatever that may, whatever that may be. I have some friends who live in Mexico and have come back here to live at different times, and they're as white as anybody you could imagine. And it's just, you know, how do you do these things? And who cares, you know? I mean, let people be, you know, leave them alone. And I'm going to blame the Democrats for raising the issue of race. Everywhere you go, it's race and ethnicity and gender. Just let people live.
I mean, is it offensive for the president to say if you don't like America or if you're trying to turn America into something that it hasn't fundamentally been, i.e. a socialist country, these days, that you should get out of the country and go back where you came from? I mean, if he said it to me, I'd assume, you know, I'm as white as they come. I would assume he's saying, get the hell out of here and go to Ireland, where your great-grandfather came from.
That's right. I think it is a natural reaction. Parents see that to their children sometime. When a child gets, you know, too crazy after a while, and you say, then get out of here, you know. And that happens sometimes. It doesn't always result in that, but I think it's a natural reaction. It was not racist. It was a natural reaction. And also, those four women, the squad, or whatever they want to call themselves, they do not have clean hands. The things that they've said about the United States and Israel and other places also has a great deal of racial and ethnic volatility to it. Yeah. So they don't have clean hands. So they did not come into this thing as nice little people, you know, just saying some things and the president unleashes on them. It's much deeper than that.
Alan, would you agree with this observation? I think it's accurate. Donald Trump may be a jerk sometimes, but he's very rarely, and I think I'm right in saying this, he's very rarely, and I can't even think of an example of where he has proactively attacked people who haven't attacked him. I don't think he goes out and picks fights. It's like all these people who say, oh, you know, he's the bully online. Well, right. What do you expect? At some point, most people, and they could be good people, good Christian moral people, they've had enough of it and they push back on it. And I think that's one reason a lot of people like Donald Trump. Like, he's just not going to take it. But he doesn't go out and harass people.
These four women have attacked him unmercifully.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the language, hear the language that Ms. Tlaib said one time, you know, just over the top. And by the way, Ms. Presley, Congresswoman Presley, I think from Massachusetts, she said something that is very telling. She said, if you're black, don't, these are my words, if you're black, don't give up your black voice, whatever that, and come to Congress. In other words, if you're black, be black. If you're brown, be brown. And she'll decide what is black and what is brown.
Yeah, that's the problem with her statement. I think we should parse that. Like, if you are an African American in the United States, there's a checklist of things you better
that's
be
right.
on board for, or
and
we'll yank
scary.
Your black card. Well,
that's scary stuff.
Yeah, same thing with gays.
You can never be good enough.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happens in many revolutions. The revolutionaries change. They turn on each other,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what's happening here.
What do you think, real quick, Al Green? The congressman from Texas, where you're from, he's filed articles of impeachment last night against Trump. Is that just a joke, or
did that a year or two ago? And by the way, I think that impeachment is now going to be the next thing that they're going to talk about in Congress. Even though Nancy Pelosi doesn't want it, I don't know what Nancy Pelosi wants. You know, at one time she was very much against it, but yesterday she sounded like she's going along with the squad, as they call themselves.
She's got a real problem on her hands, and I don't know how she navigates that. Alan Sachs, political science professor from the University of Texas at Arlington, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Everybody be calm.
Yeah, try to calm it down a little bit.
That's right.
Of course, talk radio is not going to help with that. Let's be honest. I'm fanning the flames a little bit while I spray bottle myself here on this Wednesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.